Hi, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss comparative advantage specialization and gains from trade. So we're going to illustrate this on the board, right? So we can see how we can create a comparative advantage through specialization. So let's go ahead and draw our graph, right? So remember, this is specialization, right? So we're creating a comparative advantage through specialization, right? So we're going to look at two entities, right? So we're going to look at Charlie and Patty, right? So if you remember back to video 4 in unit 1, right, we talked about the production possibilities frontier curve, right? So we are going to illustrate the PPF for Charlie and Patty, right? So here, we're going to look at the specialization or the production of cups and plates for both Charlie and Patty's company, right? So let's start here. So we'll go cups this way, right? So let's go 30, 20, 10, right? So these are cups, down here are plates. Right, so they're going to specialize in cups or plates, right? So we're going to figure out who is best suited to develop what, right? So here again, 10, 20, 30, okay? So now we see for Charlie that Charlie can produce 30 cups, right? Charlie can produce 30 cups, but if Charlie produces 30 cups, he can only produce 10 plates, right? So this is Charlie's PPF, right? This is Charlie's possibility, production possibility frontier, right? This is his PPF, right? So if he creates 10 plates, he can create 0 cups. But if he creates 30 cups, he can create 0 plates, right? So anything inside of here is inefficient. Anything outside of here is impossible due to the amount of resources that Charlie has, right? So now let's look at Patty's PPF, right? Her production possibility frontier, she can create 10 cups, right? But then she can create 30 plates, right? So her PPF runs like this. Okay? So now this is Patty's PPF, right? Patty PPF. Okay? So now let's look at the opportunity cost for Charlie's production, right? So here we go. We've got the opportunity cost for Charlie. Okay? We got the opportunity cost for Charlie, right? So 10 plates equals 30 cups. So again, if he creates 10 plates, that'd be the same as if he created 30 cups. But if he creates 10 plates, he can create 0 cups. If he creates 30 cups, he can create 0 plates, right? So if you reduce this down, you can see that one plate equals 3 cups, right? Right. So now you can look at so he can produce 3-to-1 cups to plates, right? So he can create 3-to-1, right? He can create 3-to-1 cups to plates, right? So 3-to-1 cups to plates, right? So now his specialization is clearly going to be cups, right? Because he can create 3 more cups than he can plates. So Charlie's going to specialize in cups because it's 3-to-1. Right, so he can specialize in cups, but let's look at Patty's opportunity cost. Right, what can she do? Right, so we look at Patty opportunity cost. Okay, right. So she can create 30 plates. Right, she can create 30 plates. Right, to her 10 cups. Okay? So we're trying to figure out what is Patty going to specialize in? Cups or plates, right? So now we look at it like this, right? So here we can reduce this down again, 3 to 1, right? So 30 divided by 10 is 3, right? So 3 to 1 plates to cups. Right? So here we can see that Patty clearly has a specialization in plates. Now, how can these two, how can Patty and Charlie, how can they collaborate, and how can they take advantage of their specialization? Well, they can take care of their specialization through trade. Okay? So here now we can see, right? See here, now we have a legal equilibrium at 20. Now, if this happens, now our PPF curve will shift, right? For Charlie, PPF curve for Charlie will shift relative to cups, right? He can shift out this way if he specializes only in cups, right? Now Patty, she will shift inward if she produces plates, right? Because now she's maximizing her plate value, right? So now what we can do is we can look at where are they going to provide these specialties, right? So Charlie and Patty, they both still want to sell plates and cups, but because Charlie can produce at a cheaper cost more cups than plates, maybe he can trade with Patty, right? And he can trade some of his cups for some of her cheaper cost plates, right? Because it costs him more money to make plates, right? We can make cups at a 3-to-1 value over plates as far as Charlie's concerned, but Patty is just the opposite. Patty can create 3-to-1 plates to cups, right? So if these two collaborate together, right, they can work out a trade scenario to where they can both benefit, right? Because they both benefit from specialization. They max their resources out towards, in Charlie's case, cups, and Patty's case, plates, right? And because they've now maximized their resource value, right, and they haven't incurred the high cost for either cups or plates, right, relative to who they are, right, now they can create, they've invested all of their resources and all of their funds to what they specialize in. Now, because they both want to trade and they both want to sell cups and plates, now they can trade cups and plates to each other, but because of what they were producing as a more expensive rate, now they can get that at a lower rate because now Patty can specialize in plates and Charlie can specialize in cups, therefore pushing down the cost of plates and cups through specialization, right? Now they can trade for what they want, right? And pay a cheaper price because of specialization than if they had produced it themselves. So through specialization, we can have gains from trade where both sides can benefit equally.